Where's Dan? The bit of the Mishnah. The Gemara, Chayzim Agash Bein Chayzim Agash Bein. Noch the Bittle, could you, if you want to reuse the get, if Paul wants to use the get, another Shliach, himself, could be Chayzim Agash Bein. Then bring the Machlikas, the more Machlikas of Nachman of Sheshes. Nachman says, Chayzim Agash Bein. Sheshes says, it can't be Chayzim Agash Bein. The Kaim Lekar of Nachman, that Chayzim Agash Bein. Kaim Lekar of Nachman, that Chayzim Agash Bein. Nechleku Rishonim. Tosfos says that's telling the Girsois the Gemara. What exactly is the Machlokes of Nachman of Sheshes? Tosfos says the Lafi the Girs Lefaneinu. It sounds like the Lafi of Nachman Paskin like Gufa Good Gita Gufa Mi Kabotel. It's talking about the get. Is it possible to be Mizmatel? It sounds like it's not Shaykh Bichlal to do a bit laget. Only if you have Sheshes as a Musik Maskona a bit laget. Shenkel if you have Musik the Gemara Kedushin. Musik the Gemara Kedushin is talking about the Pulas Adam. He the bit late mitar shlichas of a goof give the goof a mika bottle mika mavatel. Is he coming to be mavatel again? Sounds like he's not coming to be mavatel again. Zaktoises it sounds like in the sugin kedushin that avada even if you're b'nachem you could be mavatel again. Nor b'pshutoi it's not misparish that he's coming to be mavatel again. Yeah, that's machlokes to shine in taka. Some yishenim would change the gersois different in the sugis. Some yishenim would machvi like different sugis. How do we hey kaimelo? The mice, the fee, the mashmois munz v'sugya, the fear of sheishes, the fee, Nachman, I'm sorry, you can't be mavatel again. That's a chayis in the Rishonim. Chanan's already aiming on this. Two mahalchim. Toises by us is mafurish, that the reason why it would be not shaykh to mavatel the get, the fear of Nachman, the kaimel on halacha, is because it already has a din of a maisa. It's a gemar maisa. The dibur, it's not just a dibur ba'alma, the get's already kosher garish, but that's considered a maisa, it's two olam. It's not just the Dibur, lo yasi Dibur levat ha-maisa. Shenkein Tosfos in Kedushin, B'chon in one place writes the Rashi, but it also sounds like that. Rashi says, the get be'en, the get she be'en, ne'inay nifsal. Tosfos in Kedushin says, it's like Moish, a Moish, lo yasbat lois. It sounds like Bechlal, there's no Musik. It's like a Chayfetz, it's a Metzias. You can't be Mavat ha Metzias. There's no Dibur around Bechlal, to dan on Bechlal. Needs a little more beer. But that's the Surah of the Shmaitz. The Tzvei Fanin, Bechlal, Baif, and Kloli, to learn the Maskona, is the Machloikis and the ability to be Mavatel get, is the Machloikis and the Kavona. That's one first child. Then within the Mahalach, that the Machloikis is an ability to be Mavatel get, there's two ways to say. Is the Lefir of Rav Nachman, it's a foreign Musik? No, Musik, it's not Shaykh Bechlal. Or no, Etzem, you could, there's a Shmuz to Mavatel get, there's Befoyal, it's always too schwer. Because it always becomes a Maisa, and a Maisa, you can't be Lefir of Mavatel Maisa. That's to say the Tzuz of the Shmaitz. But the Ma'aser stayed zikr in the Havamina in the Gemara. It's clear. A lot of the Malachim we spoke in the Maskana also is nischadish in the sugya musik a bit like get. The Gemara clears maybe the get is nispatel. You can't be chayz in the garage boy. Fear of sheishes is the Maskana. Fear of Nachman we spoke at the Malachim. Could be that there is no such musik the Maskana. It's totally under drach. But midaf avarizayin bechlal. What is the musik of a bit like get? Bitul of shlichus we spoke about last week. It's either the bitul mini shlichus. It's the bitul of the das you gave to the shlichus. The shliach hasn't done yet the shlichus. I'm going to get, the person writes a get, the get's a kosher get. What's the chalal l'shmuz? It's not born in the Gemara, the Gemara doesn't say b'chalal. What are you coming to Avatel? What's Yedim Avatel Dibur? What are you coming to Avatel in the get? It's a dover nisparish b'divir Rishayim. Tosfos is klar. Tosfos, that doesn't make a big deal about it, but klachaya, Tosfos names on, it's mehur. That the shmuz was vegan l'shmo, because Tosfos asks, on Shitas Rav Sheshes, the Avatel get, frek Tosfos, of Ezoi, why can't you Avatel a Sefer Ter? From the l'shmo of the Sefer Ter? You see, not like Rav Sheshes. Look, Tosfos is a chilek. And the Sefer Torah is a Gemara Maisa. The second is finished. You could read it with it. Until get is the shlav. It's a hachona. The get. You're not making the get for the get itself. You're making the get to go be magarish. The whole purpose of the get. So it's not a Gemara Maisa. But the vayla is eminent Tosfos that the shmuz is zicher klor legabi the lishma of the get. There's always mefurish in the lashon around the ritva. Say the lashon very choshev v'hemshach anyonim. Well, on the Ritva, when they say over the kick, Shaila the Gemara, Chayiz Magarish, Bein Chayiz Magarish, they look around the Ritva, the tzadim in Mevatel get would be that the Baal is Mevatel, Lediber Harishin, Shetziva HaBaal, Chayiz Vayu Lishma, Ukiilu Lainichtav Lishma Kla. That's a foreign. And the Shmuz is to Mevatel Lishma of the get. And again, that was the Shaila. Nachman Sheish says yes, or Nachman says it's a Maisa, or it's not Shaykh, it's a Maisa. Or Shtay Klor that the Shmuz is the Gabi Lishma. In Rashi, Taket Sosim, it's not Kolor Rashi. Some of the Rishonim are Mefurish, Magala and Rashi. Kapanim, let's deal with the Rishonim, then we have Mefurish. We're not up learning.
What's taking the mahalak to be mevatel lishma? You might have a little bit of mimic, a little bit. L'chur is etzichoyis. To understand these assurances, etzichoyis. Tzvei yisoyidus on the shmo. Tzvei yisoyidus on the shmo. The shmo is based on more zaiti. But there's two big yisoyidus on the shmo v'shteto. Maybe more choshen, more for amperi, because the one great grace yisoyid in bittul. But that's fateach then, the sugi, the divrei v'shoyim. First in the shmo, the aleph, they say, the erst is grace yisoyid in the shmo v'shteto. Is a b'chonin shteltzich already. L'chur we're dealing with bittul of the shmo. The ksiva was already. Let's say the ksiva was b'shchay the shell, we're handling with Tesla, only Tesla Vel. The ksiva happened in b'shchay the shell. I'm coming now in Tesla Vel, I'm in Mavatel again. The ksiva is a l'shmo, she wasn't already. You can Mavatel, it's only something that's still around. The whole shmooze of bittul is only something that's still around. Shlichus, the shlichus hasn't been done yet. So the shlichus, the minuyo, the das is still around. Aber, the l'shmo is a din in the ksiva. The posik state, the cost of all the shmo, it's a din in the ksiva. The ksiva is not around. Zokta b'chonim, sach ha-shashtein, sach ha-chroinim, sach places. This sugi is one of the big makaris of this. So muchach mundu sugi, that the din l'shmo isn't a din in the ksiva per se. The din l'shmo is a din in the get. It's a din in the chefza from the get. Pirush advar. What does that mean? Pirush advar. You could have learned that the din l'shmo is a hechsher in the ksiva. So is the mashmo is, maybe pashup shad, pshutashal mikro. Because of lo l'shmo. You have to have a ksiva. There's dinim in the ksav, there's dinim in the right get. You could have learned that lishma is that you should have this intent when you write the get. You should write it l'shem. You should have in mind specifically l'shem gerushin. This ish plain even plain. In the mail, it's a hechsher in the ksiva. When you write lishma, it's a good ksiva. When it's not a good lishma, it's not a good ksiva. If that's the taich, then avada, it's finished. Everything's finished. The second you write lishma, it's finished. Just like if the guy went to the mitzvah in the morning, some people go to the mitzvah where they write a ksiva sefer Torah. They go to the mitzvah. That's a din in the ksiva. Lishma, he goes. Lishma, it's a din in the ksiva, it's not. Shtei ton nishtasai. That lishma is a din in the get. What does it mean, it's a din in the get? It's a din in the ksav, in the dvorim, the divrei haget. Lishma, pirush advorim, is a yichud, yimayachid, you designate. When you do something for the shame purpose, you're designating it. Lishma is a din, it's chal in the cheftz of the get. These dvorim have to be miyuchodim for gerushin. What's the taich? There's no dvorim, let's stop dvorim. There's a certain text of a get that has to say, I read plenty of plainness. Let's say, punk find it, I find in the garbage. Text that fits the words, the exact words that I need. Let me use that for divagation. That's stam divagation. When those dvorim were written, they weren't written designated l'shem divagation. Those are not dvorim yuchodim. Those are not dvorim yuchodim. Shtein the term, because of lo l'shma, that the din, there's a din that the dvorim in the get have to be dvorim yuchodim of gerushin. And gerushin, the day of dudon. But even that it's a din in the ksav, and the dvorim that's written in the get. I, the Torah, the Pasuk says, v'kosav lo. It says it's a ksiva, the Torah says name. The Torah says, how do you make divrei haget miyuchodim? How do you make divrei haget miyuchodim? You go over to the get afterwards and you start thinking, you start misbeinin and say the get, I'm a yachet the get, after it's already written. No. The only time you could be put the yichet in the divrei haget is when you manufacture the get. B'shas the man, the asiyas haget, that's the shah that you can insert the lishmo in the get. That's when you can put the chalos yichet in the get. So when the pasuk is saying because of the lishmo, it's saying insert b'shas the ksiva, legarayin the lishmo in the get. Oh, but the tachlis is not that the ksiva should be lishmo. The tachlis is that the dvorim should be lishmo. And that's totally talking about machlokes of Elazar and Rav Meir. What is called the ksiva? What's called making the get? Rav Elazar holds the ksiva making the get. When do you make the get? When you write the words. Rav Meir holds making the get is when the eidim sign on the words of the get. That's not siyas haget. So b'oifin that you put that's the point that you're manufacturing the get. So you insert the lishma b'shas then. Oh, but the point, the tachlis is not that the ksiva should be lishma. The tachlis is that shebichala yichad on lishma is a sach rais. One rais, the braisa, the flam gimel chacham gimel. The braisa state that everyone knows is the turf and the teifus and the get. The turf is the ikur divrei the get. The teifus is the set. The halacha is you only have to, the brayse, you only have to write the Torah lishma. You don't have to write the Torah lishma. But the brayse says, when you write the Torah lishma, it's as if you wrote the Torah lishma. That's what the brayse says. Kilu, when you have in mind when you're writing the Torah of the get, it's chal, kilu, the whole thing was lishma. What do you need that for? If it's a din in the ksiva, so when I wrote what, if it's a whole din to write lishma is b'shas the Torah, so it's enough, I wrote b'shas the Torah. Torah says no. Torah says it's a din in the chalois of the get. It's a din in the chalois of the dvorim of divrei haget. That's what we're trying to shaft, that the outcome should be the divrei haget. That's a svara. It's a svara at the end of the day, the whole thing ends up combining to the get. You don't know what's the get in front of us. There's an ikur and a tuffle, but the tuffle ends up being mitzvah to the get. Zok the Gemara. when you have in mind b'shas the ikar of the get, when you write the ikar of the get, that shafts that the whole get becomes lishma. That shafts the whole get becomes lishma. Aber even z'muchach at the din lishma is not only a din in the ksiva; it's a din in the cheftz of the get, that the get should be dvorim yuchodim for gerushin. But b'zoyin, this is the halach base. The halach first season is a good. It's possible to talk about bit. Even though the ksiva happened on Aleph El, however, today on Tes Vavel, if I want to go use this get, the yichud, which kinyur comes in the tivi abal, which we'll talk about in a second, the yichud which comes in the das the abal that was miyachid the get l'shem gerushin didei lido, that still is chayv kain. It has to be chayv kain the ganze zeit. The yichud of l'shmo, that's betzem adin of the gerushin. Why the dvorm? The dvorm have to be miyachodim kedei d'l'garush bohem. The get, the divrei get, the sefer krisis has to be divrei krisis in order to be garish mem. That has to be chai v'kayim, keseder ad shas aget. So now a melo, this shaykh to talk about pitul, this is the soy aleph, and didn't know shema. Tzveiti yisoy. Tzveiti yisoy is as a mfeder. The shema is a yichud. But the shaykh is, who creates that yichud? Who makes it able to that you could designate the get to the shema? Zok the Torah is getting, nesivis. He touched dvar v'na sugi, and other places also. He touched dvar v'na sugi, he's mechadish, he's an ayim aleph. If you don't have the Rishonim like that, the Rambam Stami had, the Torah's Gittin is Mechadish, that the Mahalach of the Bittul of Gittin Asugi is not as Bittul Lishma, it's as Bittul Shlichus. If you the Rishonim, he says that's maybe Mechalikas Malachim Sheish, it's not so clear how he figures out the chat. But he says, the Fidu, there's some Rishonim holding you need to be Shlichus on the Maisa Ksiva, you mean Matul Shlichus. But he says, Zok the Torah's Gittin as the Bittul of Lishma, it's not Shaykh Bittul Lishma. Why? Zok the Torah's Gittin, what decides whether you can miyachid a get lishma? Whether or not the isha is oimid the gerushin. If the Baal decides to megarish his isha, and we now know the isha is oimid the gerushin, now the sefer could write the lishma. But Zok the Torah's Gittin, what is the Baal creating the lishma? The lishma is totally on the metzias, whether or not the isha is oimid the gerushin. If the isha is oimid the gerushin, I'm allowed, I can designate a get for her. So kumta is when a Baal's mitzavah the sefer to write a get, is the Baal being shafing the lishma? He's being megala das that he plans to be megaris isha. Now the sefer could go right to get zok the Torah's Gittin. The Baal could be the lashon rishonim is mevatel the dibur. That dibur is poil the lishma. A dibur that he told the sefer to go right lishma. That's poil lishma. That dibur was echatemsa. Just that the sefer should know that he wants to write lishma. If the sefer b'shas ma'aser wrote lishma, how could he mevatel that? You can't be mevatel your opinion what you were thinking 15 days ago. You can mevatel the koyach of the dibur. You can't be mevatel the physical dibur that you were thinking 15 days ago. Zok the Torah's Gittin that the whole yisoid of the tzivi about to write in the shema is not a new thing that the Baal is shafi. It's just the gilui milsa that he plans to write. Now the ish is oimed this legerishim. That's the lashon of the Torah's Gittin. The shema lefi the Torah's Gittin is telling whether the ish is oimed this legerishim. It's takapel. It's say about ibayif and sa'ar and all the rishayin. And Taisvis and the Ran, the Ritva, they were saying they are saying that you mevatel the shema. The fact the Torah's Gittin. L'chara, this is the Sveit Yisrael, Shtetim Nesugya, if you want to kind of Rishonim, go to the Pasha Pasha Rishonim, Shtetim Nesugya, Takim Nesugya, the Torah Yisrael. It says, Ma'ayifim last when it's of Zut. What happens if I'm Mitzaveh, Ruvain is Mitzaveh Shimon to write the get. Ruvain is Mitzaveh Shimon to write the get. We're going with the promote Rav Yisrael, we don't need Shlichus. But you have to physically tell it, they tell Shimon to write the get. Ruvain told Shimon to write the get. Levi overhears Ruvain telling Shimon to write the get. Levi's on the side of it, and here's the get. Could Levi now write a get Lishma? Could Levi now write a get lishma? L'chayra, if the Torah's Gittin's Havana, yes, why not? If there's no bezunder kepeda, without a new kepeda that he died, he dafka pick Shimon. Yeah, but tell Shimon. L'chayra, Levi could also write. Why? Because once Reuven the Baal said it's his state of mind, he plans to megarish the Isha. The Isha's a mendis legarishim. Now anyone who writes the words Reuven's megarish ishtoi, Leah, he could be miyached. He's able to designate the get for this Isha. Why not? Frek the achroinim, if the Torah's Gittin, many sugyas, we'll take one sugya, there's a sugya, comes up a few places in Gittin, in Misha Achsa. The Gemara says, in a case when Reuven told Shimon to write the get, and Levi wasn't there, I just said a case Levi wasn't there, was there, but Levi wasn't there. And Shimon at the end of the day can't do it, doesn't have time today, he doesn't have time to write a get, and Shimon wants to ask Levi to do it instead of him. Reuven told Shimon, write a get for me, write a lishma, and Shimon wants to ask Levi to do a get. Dr. Gemara, it's totally in a machleik, it's mili mimser in lishliachanat. It's totally, if you have an ability, if Shimon is allowed, since Shimon only received dvarim, only received words from Reuven, can he give over words, a word strong enough? You have to learn up the sugya, a word strong enough, could you give over words? Fact, the Torah is getting what he's given over the words, that were the special words that Reuven gave over to Shimon. He's just telling him, Gili Das. That's all he's doing. He's Mili Mimsim L'Shliach. It's a Shaila. If Shimon could give over to Levi, Mili Mimsim L'Shliach. Shimon is telling Levi, listen, you should know. Listen, Reuven told me yesterday he plans to go over divorce his wife. Go right again, Shimon. He's not giving over Mili. He's not giving over a thievery that Reuven gave to him. He's just telling him the Metzias of Gili Das. Stay in the Gemara Nishtas. Stay in the Gemara that the Yisoyda of Lishmo is that you have to write what we call Alpi Tzivu Yabal. The fee that the Torah's kitten is, you don't have to write Alpi Tzivu Yabal, you have to write Achar Tzivu Yabal. You have to know the Baal was Mitzavah. Once the Baal is Mitzavah, you don't have to write Alpi Tzivu Yabal. You don't have to be, I don't have to embed his Tzivu into the get. I just have to know he was Mitzavah, Achar Tzivu. State on Nishtas. State that you have to do it Alpi Tzivu. Why? It seems to be not like the Torah's kitten. It seems to be that when the Baal is the Mitzavah, the get Lishma, the Baal is the only one who can make the get Lishma. There's no one else who can make the get Lishma. The Baal is not just telling me that the Isha is only the Gerishin, and then anyone could say, okay, anyone could now designate it for the Isha. No, the Baal is the only one who could shaft that Yichud, could shaft that Tzivu, could shaft that Yichud, I'm sorry. The male, if the Baal is the only one who could shaft that Yichud, Avada, you have to write out Pit Tzivu Yabal. It's only the Baal's Das that could be Miyachad again. What's the Taich? The Taich is based on the first Yisrael we said. If we understand that Lishmo is not just the Kavona B'Shas Ksivu, Lishmo is a Yichud that's Chal in the Get, it's a designation that's Chal in the Get, these different Gerushin are Oimid. So you can understand like this, there in words. What is a Get? The Yichud has to be called, what is a Get? The Get is Divrei Abal. The Get is Divrei Abal. The Get is Divrei Meschayev. Who can make a Yichud in a Divrei Aget? The Baal, the Baal. Someone else is going to make a Yichud in my Get? No one doesn't make a Yichud in my Get. If it's not just kavonis, it's not just shaila, what do you plan to do in Imai? It's a yichud that's chal on the get. It's a yichud that's chal on the get. The kem in Neherin, that the only, the Baal HaDvorim, the Baal HaShtar, he's the one who can be miyachet the get. He has the koyach to be miyachet. A yichud is chal, becomes designated now, it's forever designated. I could change my mind in a second. Elamai, I'm the one who can be chshelavek a yichud in the get. If you dehear that the Baal, since he's the B'divrei, he's the Baal HaDvorim, he's the only one who could be Miyichad, then it's very Gishmak. But we prove from the Sugya Midlin L'Mimsin L'Shliach. It's not Pshat when the Baal is Mitzavah, the Sofer. Yeah? He's just telling him what he has in mind. You should know this is my state of mind, now you can go right on the Shema. It's Dafka, the Das HaBaal, that the Baal planned to be Megarish this get. You have to, people insert that in the get. That's what's Chal Yichud. That's what's Chal Yichud. So maybe we'll go back to Atzir. If Reuven told Shimon, And Levi overheard. About the Levi can't go right Lishmo. Levi knows that Reuven wants to megarish him, but Reuven was never mitzavet to him to put his das into the get. That's the sugi of Mila Mishlishne. So when Mela back to a sugi, this is the Yishuv L'Chara Torah again. This is what the Rishonim are saying. The Rishonim are saying that it's shaykh in our sugi is mavur that shaykh to dan a bitl on the Lishmo to get. Why? Based on two Yisoides. Aleph, that the Lishmo is something that's chai v'kayim. It's not just something that's relevant to the Shas Ksiva. It's something that's chal on the get and it's chai v'kayim today. Beis, it came dafka from the Dibur of the Baal, not from the Dibur of the Sofer. It wasn't the Sofer who heard the Baal, and now he was able to write Lishmo with his own kavon. It's the Dibur, it's the Das of the Baal in the get. That's Miyachet. Now if the Baal is Chazor, his Dibur, his Tzivu Yerisha, he could make a Chazor, he can make a Bittul on his Dibur Yerisha. Those are the two Yisoides. Not all the places, two places you say this was Muchach, means it's Sugi, that's copy Lishma. We also get into the Shver and Nisei. Say that. So we explained how it's Shaykh, Lishma is still here. Lishma is totally on the Tzivu of the Baal, totally on the Dibur of the Baal, on the Das of the Baal that he gave to the Sofer to place to Miyachit in the get. But the Shaykh is, when is this Bittul happening? Now we have to clear, when is this the Sofer and Bittul of this Bittul? When is this Bittul happening? When am I in the Vat of this Dibur, this Tzivu of the Baal? See, we find interesting to that. Rabbi Chonon Alonganumin, he had a Raiv, which was a Rajma. Rabbi Chonon Alonganumin, the Bittul of a Perek is only Shaykh to work Mikan al Haba. The Bittul of a Perek only works B'Shas, when you do it. Again, let's take a tier, we have a tier. He wrote the Gedon Rosh Chodesh El, he's standing now in Tez Vavel. He's making a Bittul in Tez Vavel. Zok Rabbi Chonon, another, if you bring Mevatul Tez Vavel, you can only Mevatul today. I wrote to Lishma, the Seif wrote to the Get on Rosh Chodesh El. Zok Rabbi Chonon, noch we see that Lishma is something that's a yichud in the get that's chai v'kayim. I can mevatel it from today on. As long as I chap the rhyme and the shliach didn't give a get to get today, Baruch Hashem still tes ovel, he didn't give the get, could save the marriage. I go and I chap a rhyme and I mevatel Lishma, I mevatel the yichud mikan olam. The get needs to be Lishma b'shas gerushin, because it has to be dvorim v'chodim for the gerushin, b'shas gerushin. And if I'm a vatel it today, I can mechat to vatel mekana labo. That's a chomer. That's a chomer. Although the game, the bayah is furish. The Tosfos is not a furish taka. I'm a furish in the lashon and the ritva in the rambam. The lashon and the rambam, the ritva is medab, is mevatel itziva, is itziva bal. The Tosfos in the ikur, the end. Ki ilu loy nichtav klal. That lashon states shvayt neshvir b'chana. Shvir b'chana. Why do you have to say it was never written lishma? It was written lishma. For the last 15 days, it was written lishma. Now, from now on, it's not lishma anymore. Why do we show him say kilu loy nichtav klal? Why do we show him have to say kilu nichtav klal? Why even is the chutz muchach and we show him that the bittul is not happening mikal labo? The bittul is happening lemafreya. The bittul, when I'm doing the bittul on tes vavel, I'm making a bittul, I'm being mevatel the tziva I gave to the soifer on Rosh Chodesh Elul 15 days ago when I was mitzav him then 15 is kilu. I never said that dibur. Yeah. So medaf mavayas on tvei zachen. First of all, why did he need that? Let him make the bittul now. And Satan is not them. It's but what does that mean? What does that mean, bittul mafreyas? The Eresh Zach, Korav al Pshat. Korav the chreich of the Rishonim was azun. Chreich of the Rishonim was azun. The Ravada, yeah, we proved that Lishmo is not something that's only totally b'shas k'tziva. It's not a din only b'shas k'tziva. It's something that's agdora in the etzem divrei haget. And it has to be k'seder perpetuated. It has to seder exist in the get, the ichud, in order for the get to be megarish. It's still here. Maskim is still here. But Yesh Logan, what creates something Lishmo? What makes something Lishmo? We spoke about it before. There's only one way to make something Lishmo. You can't go over to ready written get and say, okay, I want to be Meyachid Lishmo. What decides of these words? Oymid Legerishin. What decides is B'shas Asiyas Advarim. B'shas Ksivas Advarim. The Das B'shas Ksivas Advarim. That's the only way to insert the Lishmo of the get. To decide, to oif, to accomplish it, to get it written Lishmo. Kinir Ashtain the Rishonim, Memela, there's no other venue, there's no other way to shepherd the Lishma of the words except for handling the Shas Ksiva. You can't go and say, okay, until now, B'Shas Ksiva was written Lishma, and from now on I want to make it Ois Lishma. Akama was written Lishma, it's Lishma, that's Lishma. What decides our words, Miyuchadim for Gerishin, is the Shas Ksiva. Once they were written Lishma, the words become Lishma Batsim. You can't go, you can't attack from the outside and say, it's now, it was written Lishma, but now it's Ois Lishma. What the deciding factor of whether or not something is Lishma, the Lishma continues. Yes, I'm asking, Lishma continues. Lishma continues, and we need the Yichud in front of us, we need the Yichud in the Divri again until the Shas Gerishin. Oh, but the deciding point, the crucial deciding point of what makes them Lishma is Shas Ksiva and only Shas Ksiva. If I don't go and shepherd the Divri, the Tzivri Abar, and I want to say only from Tes Vavel on, I'm taking it away. What do you mean? It's going to be Lishma forever. If you're agreeing Noch Yabitl that the words were written Lishma, these words are Lishma. There's no other way, there's no other oichin to shepherd around the Lishma of the get. The Lishma of the get is totally B'shas Ksiva. Memela is Dr. Hashem, you're right, Lishma is here today. But if you don't go and you don't oiker, and you don't somehow dismantle, somehow, be oiker and shepherd the first Ksiva of the Lishma, there's no way to take around the Lishma. That was the Chorech Reach of the Rishayim. Oh, so that's what Dr. Hashem, that the Bittul has to have Kalam Afreya. The Bittul has to be Kalam Afreya. Shalis, what is this? What is this? What does this mean? What does it mean, Bittul's Chalav Afreya? That's a very choshek for the perek. I want to go use this as a way, as a chitimsa, to get a little bit more nachem on the mamakim of the perek of Bittul. What does it mean that the Bittul's Chalav Afreya? And Takad is the first time the Rishonim say it. The Rishonim, like Bittul Shlichas, they don't say this musik loy nichtiv klal. It's the first time they say it, like we said. Over here they need it. Over here it's totally in the shot to see that thing. But what is this musik? Freyich for Shaila. What's up, Shah? We're going back in time. A person go back in time. He's holding Tes Vavel. And he gave the tzivi to the Sefer Rosh Chodesh Elul. But he's going back to Rosh Chodesh Elul. You have a Ritzchum Musik. You have a Musik in Shas. Igloi Milsam Afreya. Igloi Milsam Afreya Shaya like something that originally there was a Sofik. And Isha is a Muberis. Perkacholitz and Yavamis. And Isha is a Muberis. B'Shas, the pregnancy, you don't know. It's going to be a 7-month pregnancy or it's going to be Teisha Chadashim. You don't know. We don't know what we're seeing in front of us. We don't know what we have in front of us. We must galul mafreya. What? Later on, what it was? That's shaykh loy milsam mafreya. Of something that there was no suffix maker. Originally there was no suffix. Rosh Chodesh Elul, he made the tzivi. There was a suffix. Anything was a suffix. So what are you going back in time? What does it mean? That's aleph chafek stam yisporu. What does that mean? But based on this chain of kasha, lechare kasha. If it's shaykh a bittul mafreya, lechare the whole sugya's are up. If it's shaykh a bittul mafreya, what's the time of Rav Nachman? You can't do bittul. Tosfos has a tzad, very big tzad, but you know that the fear of Nachman, you can't do bittul on the get. Tosfos says two svaras. Tosfos Bayah says, why? Because lo yosi dibur avatal maisa. This dibur of the tzivu yilishma is not only a tzivu, it's not only a dibur, it's a maisa. It became a maisa already because you already finished the get. I'm going back to Mafreya. Look, who's talking about a maisa? I'm not telling you avatal today. I'm trying to avatal it when it was a dibur. B'shas, on day one when I sent it over to the sofer, it was a dibur. It wasn't a maisa. So I go back to Mafreya. Why is it considered a maisa? And even the other svar of Tosfos, that it becomes a mitzias. It rather only comes in mitzias after the sofer wrote it in the get. B'shas the sofer wrote in the get. It wasn't a mitzias. So what is Tosfos saying? You can't be mevatel lishma. If you could be mevatel on Mafreya, so b'shas ma'isa v'adah, you could mevatel. What's the problem? Or even that this kash is machriach, that mevatel Mafreya is not kapshute. The svar was saying before Mafreya can't be kapshute. Can't be. You go back in time, and all, from these halachas that we're showing, you see, the Nachman holds it's considered a ma'isa. If you want other malach, I'm not going to hold it to Matthias. You see that it's not pshat, you're going back in time. Avada, you're doing the bittul today. Avada, you're doing the bittul today. And the bittul's happening today. But somehow, via stories, the bittul that you're doing today is toil to be oikir the mafreya. Avada, I'm not going back and doing the bittul 10 days ago. Oh, but the bittul, the nusach is, the bittul that I'm doing today is going to be toil the mafreya. But even with what we call them, the only mishivas, it will have a similar to mikan al-abola mafreya. I'm doing something now that's poyol in Mafreya. It's poyol in Mafreya. We didn't yet say the Hezbollah, but first, what was the Davos Ogim? We'll bring it out, the Moshel, by Sefer Torah. By Sefer Torah, Toys Mavur, that would have been a shmooze, maybe to talk about Bittel, the Shema of Sefer Torah. If it would be Shaykh, Sefer Torah is a Meisah. It can't be Mavato, because Lo Yasi Dibur Vato Meisah. But let's say there's a Manor Old, Asi Dibur Vato Meisah, and you can Mavato the Sefer Torah. If the Sefer Torah was written 2 weeks ago, in the middle, in Sevishin, if someone read Parsha Zohar, past a week ago, someone in Parsha Zohar, they're icy. You have to be Yitzhak in Parsha Zohar, they're icy. Yeah? And I go on a Mevatel Lishma Veget today. Avada, he was Yitzhak. Avada, he was Yitzhak. You read it a week ago, Avada, he was Yitzhak. I'm not saying it was never the get was a Lishma 2 weeks ago. Today, I'm going to Mevatel that Lishma from then. But Avada, the Lishma was there in between. The fish brain in between, Avada was there. That's Avada was Medav Zohar. That's what's Mevatel. What's the time? What does that mean? If I'm doing the Bittul today, Taka, how can it be Pearl of my friend? How can it be Pearl of my friend? So here, so let's go talk a little into the Mamakam of the Parak. Why is it shy from Afreim? So first, there's two questions. First of all, what do you mean? I'm not doing the bit. I didn't do the bit then.
I'm saying
Mekhanal B'Mafreim is not going to help the guy. So means that something's happening now, and somehow that's poil. I don't have to go back in time. You could do something today. But it's poil. So it's poil.
Say it's poil in my friend, and once we say it's poil in my friend,
it's not a maisa.
For whatever reason, so then
we'll talk about it. Okay, we'll talk about it. Maybe see the taichin and see if you have still cash. What is Ba'ifan? What is the bittul of the parak? What is the bittul of the parak? Is a musik a bittul shlichus? Is a mutter a bittul a get we're talking about now? We're talking about. Is a musik a bittul in the kedushin? You can revatal a maisa kedushin lachalamid. What is the gedder? What's the gedder of the thing? So under Rambam getracht. It's a musik, it's a new asiya called bittul. It's a chalois bittul. You could create something, you could destroy something. As though you'd be fine by bittul chomets, it's a musik, bittul chomets, you can vatal chomets, you make a lush and reshain, sometimes makes a ois chomets. You attack it as a posik, but it's a musik, maybe the karav is a dvar, maybe a little bit more. It's like a gerushin, maybe. You could create a kedushin, and you could dismantle a kedushin. You could dismantle ishus by doing gerushin. Maybe that's what bittul is. Bittul is, I created a shlichus, I created a maisa. And now I could break the maisa. It's an asiyas chalois. It's a chalois bittul. The bittul itself makes a chalois bittul. In English, it zaps the shlichus. It breaks it. It's makalkal. Destroys the shlichus. But it's muchach. Kama mekoymes. First, the zing gedusha. Muchach mamish nishazay. It's muchach. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as if the shlichus is really existing, then I could go get levatul. By gerushin alein, misvara, you could be magarish and isha. You could break ishas. And they say, no, there's a whole parashat neter, a pasuk. The Torah wouldn't write a musik of Gerushin, you could go and break Yishus, so vada not. The bittul of a perek is a posik. Anyone knows the posik that says you can mevatel? No posik. It's a svar. Misvar, you could say you could break an already existing thing. How could you break an already existing thing? I have a koich to mevatel, make an ayich alois. The Torah says avada, it's not the word of the perek. The bittul of the perek, shnei nekmor kedushin, is osi dibo avatel. Osi dibo avatel dibo means I'm chepering the original koich. By Gerushin, no one ever used the Sprach, no one ever used the Sprach, that the Gerushin is taking away the Maisa Kedushin. No, it doesn't have to do that. The Gerushin doesn't have to take away the Maisa Kedushin, it doesn't have to chepper and tamper with the Maisa Kedushin. Because there's a new Chalois called Gerushin that the Torah created, you could break issues. Here it's mavur that you have to osi dimavatal dibur. And ba'oifin, that's going to be a big, you say this in the perek. If the first dibur is going to be too strong, like a firish lokish, you're not going to be able to shake it back. We're going to have cases in the perek where we're going to say that the second dibur is not stronger than the first dibur and it can't start up with it. State that the mahalach osi dimavatal dibur is a cheparai of the first perek. So what is it? So the emes is, and listen good, it's very, the diktik advarm is very, very, very chashim. A dibur, the pittle of a perek is a pittle, it's called a chazar, that's what it is. It's not a new chalois. It's not a new chalois that's creating new destruction, that's breaking something mitzad atzmai. The way it's breaking it is by undoing what was already done. A chazar, that's called a chazar. It's a dibur of charota, of retraction. It's a dibur. I once said that, and a person, to tshuva, the person says, no, I want to go against what I said. It's a chazar. So how does it work? So let's look at that. We have a Muslim in Shas called Chazor Toichidei Dibur. Chazor Toichidei Dibur is a Chazor Kapshuta, that's a question. Everyone knows it's not a bittle. It's Chazor Toichidei Dibur. The Milo Chazor Toichidei Dibur is that you chap a tzait, that the first Dibur was never totally chal. It was never totally chal. Because until Toichidei Dibur, the first Dibur is never finalized. So in Yechoizer Toichidei Dibur, it's Pasha, the first Dibur never chal. You don't have to come onto your side of Asi Dibur about the Dibur. But what happens if I made a Maisa and I didn't chap in Toichidei Dibur? I made a Maisa and I Toichidei Dibur. So, first dibur was already chal. So it's azoy. If I made a regular maisa that the chalois is chal right away, that's a maisa. Avada, there's no shmuz. But what happens, and this is every case in our perek, if I make a maisa, and the maisa has a certain duration, it means the maisa itself was chal, but the maisa wasn't yet finished doing its pulup. I set up a maisa that has a hemshik, that has a process, until it's actually poil its pulup. That's all the cases, every single case of bittul, that's the tzir, that's the tzara shavu shabet. Shlichus, I gave him over the minui, I gave him over the das, but he didn't yet do what he was supposed to do with the das. And kedushin lachalamit, by get, it's the same thing. You put things in the get, but the purpose of the get is not to get, it's the purpose for the gerushin. So that's the sugya bittul. That if I put a dibur already, and it's not toichid dibur, and I want to be chayzer on it, maybe, and that's a svara, I could still retract. How do I retract? This is the svara of osi dibur dibur. If I have a second dibur that goes keneged the first dibur, what's connected to the first dibur? I'm chayzer from the first dibur. It's a svar of chazal that if I shtel a vek, a second dibur against the first dibur, it's poka. That's a svar of chazal. The first dibur goes away. Why? Because the second dibur is much more olam. The second dibur is your maskona, your conclusion. The second dibur is your maskona. Maskona, I thought about it. It's an own dika dibur, your conclusion. Your maskona is always, the basar is always stronger. Your dibur, the dibur hasheni is stronger mitzan atzmai than the first dibur. So when the second dibur meets the first dibur is neka. But even that a bittul is not doing a separate chalois mitzad a bittul. It's not a chalois zap that destroys. A bittul is a chazara. When you chayzer from the first dibur, b'meila, the first dibur is neka. The first dibur is neka, that's him. I'm not doing a chalois that I'm going to do an asiyas chalois. A gerushin is asiyas chalois gerushin. It's a chalois krisus. But a bittul is not a asiyas chalois bittul that it goes to a vata. It's a chazara. Memeilu, the first dibur is chayzer. The first dibur is da'ez batu. So stay that zoya, bezoya, that's the word. Kenira, by shlichus, you don't have to come on to the chazara's chal mafreya. By shlichus, since I gave it to him on day one, but he's still holding my das and my minu. We spoke about last week, two stodim, but he's either holding my das and my minu until he does the shlichus. I said the shlichus is supposed to be done chafel. So I come and I chap around and tezavelo, I can retract. I can still retract from the dibur that I said. Again, it was already chal, so I have to come on to asi dibur vata dibur. I can't just take it away and say it was never there. But I could, with a koyach of asi dibur vata dibur, I could say that dibur rishon that I gave you, I'm shtelling avek a dibur against that. So that's botul, that first dibur. Because you hear a second dibur that's against the first dibur, it's botul the first dibur. Oh, but by get, by the shmo of the get, all of a sudden we saw that we shouldn't have a word that they held that you couldn't attack it today. You have to attack it before. So shteitel is a musig of a mafreya. What's the word of mafreya? Ken zayn is the word. Lu yitzur. The bitter wasn't a siyas chalois. Then I hear my kasha, what I was asking before. I can't go back in time. A chalois, you can only do a chalois b'shas when you do the asiyah. If I'm trying to go zap a shlichus, if I'm only doing it in tez vavel, I'm zapping the dibur of lishma, I'm going to tez vavel, how can I go back to tez vavel? All of you, the hair, bitl is a chazor. This is not an asiyas bitl. It's not a siyas bitl. It's a chazor. It's a retraction. I could retract something like this 15 days ago. I can make a maisa chazor. It's happening today. Aber klapi, which dibur am I shtelling avek this dibur of chazor? I could shtell avek a dibur of chazor, can negate a dibur that I had 15 days ago. I could still have a today a dibur connected a dibur that I had 15 days ago. Befrat, if the dibur that I had 15 days ago wasn't a one-time thing. A person, when he's mitzavah l'shma, it's a process. He's mitzavah, he stells a vekel l'shma in the get, and he knows that this l'shma at the get has to be chayv a kind for 30 days. Shteitov, he's chayzer in middle. So the dibur that he stells a vek mekor is batul mafreya. It's the same dibur that's chayv a kind the whole time. So even though in physically he was chayzer shpeter, but when you're chayzer to a zad dibur, which it received its koyches from day one, the loch is the chazor could be moiker the dibur l'mafreya. This is what we're trying to say. Avada, the dibur is happening today, and this is the answer. And this is why, if it's a ma'aser, the dibur is happening. The chazor is happening today. If the dibur becomes a ma'aser already, you can't be chayzer on it because you can't make a chazor and copy a ma'aser. You're doing the chazor today. Oh, but the chazor today is klape. It's klape. The chazor, dibur of charota. I'm stelling avek a dibur sheni connected the dibur rishon. State is neschadish and asugil. It's just showing him state that you stelling avek a dibur sheni connected dibur rishon that was today's. It could be oikad elam afreya. Why? Because that dibur mitzanatzon wasn't a fartig dibur. That dibur itself was the dibur that was the process. So that's the loch of a dibur. When you put a dibur that's a dibur has possession. If at any time during the hemshik of that dibur, you're chayzin the dibur, that dibur could be nekar mimekar. But even this is what we want. This is what we want, that the yisoid, even a bittul is happening in afreya. It doesn't mean to say, it doesn't mean to say you're going back and talking about the nat. You're doing the bittul heinz. Oh, but you're still going to have like a bit to klape the dibur rishon. And the loch is, if you're still like a dibur, again, it's the same physical, it's the same seas of the dibur. If you're still like a dibur, the dibur that's around later, klape its original existence, you could be oikered that dibur from the mafreya. So it ends up being similar to Makamah Balam Afreya. It ends up where it's only nekar mikoyach l'chazor shpeter. It's only nekar mikoyach l'chazor shpeter. Oh, but mikoyach l'chazor shpeter, it's taka oikered, it's taka nekar l'mafreya. But Ad Kama has a din of a Maiser, has a din of a Metzias, Avada, it's not Shaykh to do a Bittul, to do a Bittul.
Is it
Shaykh
Bittul
Kamala? Yeah. Yeah, the Shlichus, I'm saying. The Shlichus is not the one to Bittul, my friend.
Shouldn't
the first
be word
Baka? Mela, but you don't have to say it was Baka from then. I mean.
Say, but by definition, it's
going to
be Baka. Is it
Shaykh
just
to Kamala? Yeah. I don't know, it was there, but I don't know what relevance it is. By bittul shlichus, here it's not shy because when you attack the dibur from today, you have to be attacking him from before. Based on the yisoid, we said that the lishma of a get is totally on the shas ksiva. Licked when you're being mavatlit, when you're saying you're being chayzer hind, you can't be being chayzer on it from hind. Elam I am being chayzer on it from the mafreya. Just licked and hind. Balkor as ich shepherd us meikur. Ich darf das shepherd meikur. I can't shepherd from hind.
But shlichus also has to be on the
dibur, so shlichus. So it says it's tibisl tov. She spoke out last week. So it'll be more mistaber to say it's a minui, and then Rabbi Chonin said not like that. Chonin said the minui is leibständig. If you go into das, it's very life. We wanted to say last week. We wanted to say that it's always you're being mevatel the das you're giving over. The das is zecher kain kaseder. We don't have to mevatel that das. The das is another kain to begin. Oh, on the next sugya, that was supposed to be deep. Ryan, where's your ruber in the next sugya? State, if Nakama Bamakama Mavatlik, the more brings Machlikas, the Nachman of Sheshis, how many people do you have to Mavatlik? The Nachman of Nebez, of Sheshis, of Nebimel. The Sugi is that even before when Leo made a Takana, they have Mavatlik, Fnei Yisha, and Shliach, you could also only be Mavatlik in front of Bezin. And Benechliku of Nachman of Sheshis, who is this Bezin? Is this Bezin, the Bezin of Gimel, or Bezin, the Bezin of Shtai? Yeah? Of a state lekuli arma, you can't be mavata bina lebin atzmi. That's boring. You can't be mavata bina lebin atzmi. Or lemoshul, the fear of sheshes that you need three. You can't be mavata in front of two people. You can't be mavata in front of two people. Why not? So b'ksara, I want to get to a certain point. The b'ksara state three mahalchim. I'm done with the sugya state three mahalchim in the rishayim. Why? What's the need b'chlal to go do bittul in front of a bezdin or a niyash or shliach? Let me go do bittul in front of two friends of mine. Why? What's my shush? So ramban bavus ramban taka es kashi es perfect as the tamir. Dr. Ramban Yisoy, since, that's what we just spoke about, since the dibur rishon was b'fnei hashliach, if I go to two other people in the streets, don't know anything about it, that's a dibur garua. It doesn't have the same alimus as the dibur that I did before. Like, osi dibur garua mavatel dibur rola. Since the mahalach of bittles, osi dibur mavatel dibur, it can't be less than dibur garua. It's mahalach of Ramban. And the mele nechlaku rabbanach, you need either an isha, a shliach, or bezdin. Is that Nechlik Reb Nachman or Reb Sheshes? What's a Bezdin? That's a two of the one. We'll get back in a second. The Ran, there's an Alam Halal. The Ran says, at Be'etzim you're right, Be'etzim you could do it in front of a lot of people. But you need Eidikim. I'm going to get into that Behemshech next week more. You need Eidikim. Zok to Ran, you need Eidikim. So you need at least two. Yeah? Reb Sheshes holds you need three. Zok to Ramban is Ran is a Tachan of the Rabban. Oh, but at least two, Lukuliyam, you need two. I'll say Eidikim and Alam Bezdin. That's the Ran's Mahal in the Sugi. Totally different than the Ramban. Ramban is saying again, you need a Dibur Olam. And Melo, you need Bezdin to have a Dibur Olam. We'll get the Hezbollah in a second. Tosfos sheet over here is that everything's the Rabbana. And a Chanami Yikra, Din the Reiser. You can talk him a Vatel in front of yourself. One person, two people, for sure. But it's a Ostakon of the Rabbana. The Maisa, at the end of the day, is going to be Mamzerin. You're going to make a Bittel, still hate. No one's going to find out about it. We have to make a call. We have to generate a call. Either two or three. What makes a call? Two or three? That's the shirish, three mahalchim bechlal and the necessity bechlal to do it in front of an audience. Why do you have to do it? That's a shiloh. Why do I have to do a bit in front of an audience? Let me do a bit in an announcement. The Ramban saying you need to do it in front of the right address because you need to have a deeper olam. The Ran is saying you need to have a dikiyim, and Tosis is saying it's a takonah to make a code. After Mavar Tosis is good over. I want to talk about a little bit for a second the Ramban. I'll show you this because I'm not very good. Ramban stated that the idea, the reason why I have to have in front of an, I have to have in front of two or three of Bezdin, is because I need to have a deeper olam. Why? Because the first deeper was before of, and the second deeper also has to be an olam to the deeper. Clear the veil. So, what's the yichus of the isha and the bezdin? I hear the Ramban saying if I have to do it, I did it originally in front of the shliach. That's called the shliach shimon. I have to go do it back in front of him. That's called the deeper olam, similar to the first deeper that I made. However, why is the isha better than the two other people that I do it that I do in front of? Why is bezdin better? Obviously, it's machloek because if two is called the bezdin. If they're not called the bezdin, it doesn't happen to do in front of them. All of a sudden they're called the bezdin, then it's good. The first thing Ramban like this. You could have learned that when it means a deeper olam, you could have learned it's marins to deeper. You just explained us, a deeper vata deeper is a das against another das. You could say when you do a deeper, you talk to yourself. It's not so stark. You talk to other people, there's an audience, it's deeper on. People can hear you, they can hear what you're saying. It's more of a gemir's das. You could have heard that. This means I'm more ernst. Ma'isim is in the Ramban Yishtazor. Because Ramban brings a dugma. It's Gemara, everyone, we dealt with this Gemara before. Ramban brings a dugma to his halacha. The Gemara later on, Daf Lamed Aleph. Ramban says, I'll show you a case where a deeper is not olam. The case where the guy was running after the people, the shliach, and the shliach put earplugs. And the Baal's crying, bittel, the guy doesn't hear. So Dr. Ramban, that's a case of a deeper garua shaloi b'fonu. That's a deeper garua shalei b'fonav. The guy's shrying at any second, the guy can take out the earplug. He's gone sensed. He's shrying in front of a person. He's shrying at the shliach. Why is that called a deeper shalei b'fonav? Ramban uses a dukum of a deeper garua, a deeper shalei b'fonav. Does that mean in Ramban? Ramban doesn't mean if a person is saying something another person could hear, that's b'fonav. Vor is like this. Shtein Ramban b'ayis tois. A deeper b'fonav means a deeper that two people are involved in the deeper. There's a transaction between two people and there's a one-sided transaction. In Shas, there's a one-sided transaction. A nether. A person makes a nether. Truma, frosh, truma. I could do that in front of an audience also. It makes it starker, but I'm not doing it with them. They're not doing something else. And then there's a, and I see it with somebody else. I'm Isaac Kenyan, Makin and the Kainer. I mean, Shlichus. Zog to Ramban, a dibur that you're doing with somebody else is much more olam. You need more gemiras das because it's not only negia to you, not because other people are hearing. Because someone else is involved in there. There's a different level of Gemira's Das because someone else is involved in the Dibur. You're not just doing a one-sided thing. You're doing something with another person. That's what it means when Ramban says it's a Dibur Olam. It's a Dibur of Fono. When Ramban's saying I need the second Dibur, the reason when I do it in front of Stam two people, I do it myself, it's because the other people, even if they hear me, or they hear me doing something, they're witnessing. We call them spectators. The spectators. Spectators make something Olam, but they're not involved. They're spectators. Is it deeper that the other person's involved in the spectators? Zok to Ramban in that case also. Even though the shliach could hear you, or he's not hearing you, you're not giving over the deeper to him. In a case when he has earplugs in there, it's very scary, he might open his ears. But at the point that he has earplugs and he's not hearing, I didn't give over a deeper to him. He wasn't involved in the deeper. There's no give and take in that deeper. The aside of a deeper b'fonav is a deeper that goes from me to him, he receives it. The meaning shliach is something he receives. Bittel is something also he receives, a bittel. I moiser him my das kineged. I gave him a das one way, and I moiser him a das kineged. A bittel he has to receive. Zokter Ramban, you see, when he doesn't receive the bittel, that's called a deeper shlech. If you understand that, I'm going to ask you a second. But if you understand that Ken Zayin, that's the word of Anisha, that's the Maila of Anisha in the Bezdin. The Maila of Anisha, that's the word that Yichus of everyone else in the world. And Isha is involved in the Gerushin. When you give over the Isha, Divrei Bittul, she's about to get a get. That's going to go be Begarsha. Now he's giving a Dibur, a Bittul. She's a Baldover. She's involved in the Gerushin. She considers that she receives the Dibur. She's not just a spectator there. She's the Dibur is going to her. And Bezdin, Ken Zayin, that's his son of Bezdin. Bezdin represents everyone in Klal Yisrael. Bezdin could be Moisir Dvorin. Bezdin could be Bali Dvorin for everybody. Bezdin is able to be Bali Dvorin even though they're not personally attached to the case. But with Bezdin, they could be Bali Dvorin. But wait from the Tzuyun Azeh, the Yisoyed of the Ramban, the Bittul Bafonav, the Mailo of the Bittul Bafonav is an Asiya Bein Shnei et Shnei Anoshim. And the Mailo is, look, that's the Yichud of Isha, Yichud of Isha and Bezdin. What are we asking?
Yeah. No. Isha is not the Berwas.